Hello once again, and welcome to SearchSecurity.com Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, April 12, 2006. I'm Eric Parizeau. This week, an interview with the Internet Storm Center's Johannes Ulrich on this month's Microsoft patches, plus an arms race among security vendors, and Wi-Fi spawns a daring new crime wave. But first, this week's top story. An error by Oracle leads to a new database exploit. According to security researcher Alexander Kornbrust, last week Oracle mistakenly posted information to its support website detailing a high-risk privilege escalation flaw in several of its database products. The information not only detailed an error in how Oracle database handles specially crafted views by unprivileged users, but also how those with malicious intent could exploit the issue to insert, update, or delete arbitrary data. Oracle has since removed the information from its site, but Kornbrust criticized Oracle for the gaffe, saying it routinely lashes out at others who release information about Oracle flaws. Affected versions include Oracle Database 9.2 through 10.2.0.3. Oracle has yet to release a patch, but its quarterly security update is scheduled for next week. Also in the news, experts say Microsoft's simplified approach to security management may be forcing big changes in the industry. It's no secret that security pros have long desired easier security infrastructure management systems. Many simply want a single console to manage their defense efforts against worms, spyware, and other threats. But unfortunately, buying a new security tool often means adding a new management interface to the mix. However, analysts from Gartner and Burton Group tell SearchSecurity.com that Microsoft's simplified approach to enterprise security is forcing changes at McAfee, Symantec, and elsewhere. They say the software giant's efforts are helping to create a new breed of integrated security offerings that are easier to manage, such as McAfee's Total Protection offering and Symantec's Gateway Security 5600. Definitely a trend to watch going forward. And that brings us to our Security Spotlight segment. This week, as part of its regularly scheduled Patch Tuesday update, Microsoft released several security fixes, including a patch for the long-standing Create Text Range flaw in Internet Explorer. The flaw has reignited the debate over whether software vendors should release critical patches right away or stick to a monthly or quarterly schedule. Here to discuss that and other issues related to this month's Microsoft updates is Johannes Ulrich, Chief Research Officer with the SANS Internet Storm Center. Johannes, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Johannes, some have criticized Microsoft for not releasing the Create Text Flaw patch sooner, but in the end, do you think Microsoft did the right thing?
No, I think Microsoft could have used that opportunity to show leadership in security and release at least a beta patch or preliminary patch ahead of time in order to preempt a lot of the issues they had with third-party patches being released and users just plainly being exploited and infected using this vulnerability.
Now, there were reported to be hundreds of Create Text Flaw exploits out there. Have they had a big impact on Internet Explorer users?
Yes, initially we saw this big rush of one particular group releasing this exploit on numerous sites. Luckily, it was limited to this one set of exploits. It popped up on various sites after that, but really we were lucky so far in the sense that actual use of this exploit was somewhat limited.
Comparing it maybe to the Windows Metafile exploit of earlier this year, was it of similar potential danger, and it was a case of the flaw was just not exploited as successfully as it could have been, or was it perhaps not on the same level as Windows Metafile?
This exploit was not on the same level as Windows Metafile. for this particular exploit, people had the option to disable active scripting as sort of a valid workaround for this patch, and for this problem. In addition, the exploit was not as easy as for WMF, and the exploits in the vials are not as reliable as the WMF exploits.
Switching gears for a moment, what's your interpretation of the ActiveX changes released this week? Some have speculated that they will break a number of other third-party applications, but that would be contrary to the fact that this update has kind of, people have known it's been coming for a while. So what's your reaction?
Well, it's really a legal problem more than a technical problem, and so far the technical solution they've found is somewhat lacking. I don't think the impact will be huge. There will be very particular applications and user groups that will have a hard time with this patch. It's unfortunate that this patch was wrapped into the Internet Explorer roll-up patch, so it cannot be applied or removed by itself. We really have to see how much it will affect regular users, but so far, the impact seems to be limited to very particular applications.
Finally, speaking in general, not necessarily about Microsoft, does a monthly or regularly scheduled patch release cycle still make sense for most vendors and their users, even though the threat of zero-day exploits seems to be growing constantly?
I think a monthly patch cycle makes sense as a rule, but there has to be flexibility and there have to be exceptions. Microsoft did show that it's possible to release out-of-cycle patches with the WMF flaw. They probably should have done it in this case, too. In particular, there has to be, for the zero-day exploits, something like a beta patch process that's not rolled out automatically. So it gives people the option to ignore the patch if they don't want to take the risk to apply a possibly faulty or not well-tested patch. But overall, a monthly patch cycle makes sense as long as there is some flexibility to roll out early patches if needed.
All right, Johannes Ulrich, Chief Research Officer with the SANS Internet Storm Center. Thank you for joining us this week on Security Wire Weekly.
Thank you. Great podcast.
Finally this week, a man in California gets stabbed thanks to Wi-Fi. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, last month, a man was using his Apple PowerBook in a San Francisco cafe where Wi-Fi internet access was available. However, a thief approached him and stuck a knife in his chest, then ran off with the man's $2,500 notebook. Law enforcement officials say Wi-Fi hotspots have resulted in more people using notebooks in public places, which in turn has resulted in more laptop bandits looking for victims. San Francisco police say laptop robberies there more than doubled last year and could double again this year. Unfortunately, it seems Wi-Fi users have become easy targets. And that is Security Wire Weekly from searchsecurity.com. The latest corporate security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And don't forget you can find more of our podcasts at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Parizeau. Stay safe out there.